As promised, we are speaking to the National SIU spokesperson, Mr. Kaiser Khanyago. Mr. Khanyago, sir, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you with us this morning. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. Now, I doubt there's a single person who hasn't seen what went down in the province on Tuesday, where nearly 53 million worth of cars and homes were seized in four provinces in connection with the irregular COVID-19 contracts awarded by the Mpumalanga Public Works Department. Now, we hear of the 53 million, but how much exactly was stolen?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. Obviously, the 52.6 million that we're talking about is the value of the assets that we are getting. Therefore, at the end of it all, it will depend on what the ruling of the final ruling of the court is going to be, because now all of these people are given an opportunity to go and defend themselves before the courts, so that they are able to defend why they are supposed to keep the money that they are supposed to keep. Therefore, that will be determined. But for as far as we are concerned, it was different tenders that were given out, and the work was not done, and therefore we have estimated that value of 52.6 million.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that these were different tenders, because then what goes to my mind is it cannot be that these people have benefited equally. So how do you then determine as to which property or the property that is worth so much should be taken from that individual?
Yeah, what we do is not necessarily to just make an estimation of who has benefited how much.
Yeah.
We look at the tenders that were taken out, and then when the money is then deposited into people's or companies' accounts, we then follow the money, and we look at where did this money go. Therefore, all of these properties that we are talking about, it is not just properties where we just want to recover which were bought by other money. Most of the things that were seized are those where we have followed the money and saw that the money was used to buy those things.
Okay. Now perhaps to someone like me, or perhaps to our listener, what was this money meant for, so we get to understand exactly how this has affected perhaps even us as the community?
Yeah, all of this money that we are dealing with was money that was meant to buy protective gear during COVID, what we used to call PPEs. Therefore, they were given those contracts to buy. It will be different things. It will be sanitizers. It will be masks. It will be the gears that people are using when they are working fields like in the constructions and so on. Therefore, all of that, those tenders were about PPEs and nothing else.
Now, I also understand that bank accounts were frozen, and you know, on the other hand, you would want to say that you know our constitution provides that, amongst other things, that everyone who is arrested or detained has a right to legal representation of his own choice. Now, with the freezing of these accounts, does that perhaps not make it challenging for these people to afford to pay for lawyer fees?
You must remember that the money that is in those bank accounts is the same money that we are looking for.
Yes.
Therefore, if we allow it not to open this bank account and leave them, they are going to transfer this money to other people and then continue using it. And then at the end, still plead poverty when they've got to go before the court.
Mm-hmm.
And they will then want government to use what we call the state lawyer, state legal services to assist them. Therefore, we are saying this is the money that we want. We are freezing it because we are also even freezing because most of them have been arrested and they are out on bail. Therefore, they have paid bail with this same money. The bail money is also freezed. We are saying once you are found guilty, that bail money mustn't be given back to you. It must go be forfeited to the state.
100%. And before I let you go, Mr. Khanyago, how important is whistleblowing in instances like this? Because sometimes we do see these things, but we choose to keep quiet for whatever reason.
Yeah, we depend on whistleblowers as the SIU, and we want people to come out, because the one thing that I always say to people is, this is your money. It is not the SIU money.
Yeah.
It is your money. These are the services that you are supposed to get, and you are not getting. People are enriching themselves, and they are buying whatever they want to buy. They have got five houses, one person, and all of that. Therefore, you need to understand that it is your duty to come up and give us the information. Our duty is to protect you and not tell the public about who you are, so that we protect your life. That is very important. Even after the raid that we did on Tuesday, I can safely tell you I've received more people who are saying, yes, we've got more information that we want to give to you about the same individual that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a hotline number perhaps for a listener who may have information?
Yeah, what we always say is you can phone us. I think our number is 0800-037-774. 0800-037-774. But you can also go onto our website. You'll find all of that information. And then you can also go to any of our offices. We've got offices in all the capital cities. Like in this case, we've got an office in Bombela. Next to where the parliament offices are. Mm. That is where we are.
Perfect. Well, that's the National SIU spokesperson, Mr. Kaiser Khanyago. Mr. Khanyago, sir, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you very much.
On the hour, every hour, weekdays 6 to 6. This is Rise FM News.
Police are monitoring the situation in Umhlolozi outside White River following a protest. Residents
and the Kingdom of Eswatini has denied reports that it is offering nationality to citizens from Southern Africa to fill up for the
issue.
If it's happening in Mpumalanga or the world, you'll hear about it on Rise FM News.
Well, you're on Rise FM Breakfast. Listen, I am 100% sure that you have a wish list, you know, things that you would like to have or things that you would like to do. Or perhaps there's a home or a house that needs help. Or perhaps there's a child who needs perhaps a uniform or school shoes. You share with us. But I'll tell you more about it at 20 past 8 this morning.